Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams, and this report is entitled, "The Trump Administration is Starting to Unravel." And here I'm going to list seven key points of why I believe the Trump administration is beginning to show extreme failure and incompetence. And of course, I've been rooting for the Trump administration, but as you know, I did not vote for Trump. I did not vote for Trump because of reason number one in this list. I've got, again, about seven things. But number one is the fact that Trump campaigned on being the peace president, and yet all he has done is functioned as the war president. And for the most part, he has been a puppet of the Zionists. So the Trump administration bows down to every request from Israel and Netanyahu. In other words, the Trump administration is captured by Israel. And we've seen this in the confirmation hearings where everybody had to essentially vocalize their loyalty to Israel in order to be confirmed. And those who had ever questioned Israel, well, you know, their nominations were withdrawn or they were never even considered. So the entire Trump administration has put Israel first and America somewhere else, not first. And being a peace president means you have to not keep sending bombs to Israel to keep bombing women and children and hospitals, which has continued now for the last week. Israel has slaughtered hundreds, if not thousands, of additional civilians in Gaza and in Lebanon using U.S. bombs supplied by President Trump. So it's a funny way to be the peace president when you're bombing children. You know, you would think that by definition, peace would not mean bombing women and children and doctors and hospitals. But, you know, there you go. That's what happens when you sell your soul to Israel, and that's what Trump has done. So, in this whole Yemen situation, this is a catastrophe. It's not just the national security incompetence, which is my second point here. That's point number two, where you had, I believe it was Mike Waltz that invited an Atlantic editor to join this Signal group. And then in that Signal group, they were discussing specifics about bombing campaigns and timetables and discussing reasons why they were bombing Yemen. And I'm going to summarize it here in my own words, but essentially they're bombing Yemen not because they thought the bombing would be effective, or not because they thought the American people would even understand what they're trying to do, but rather just to send a message. To send a message to the world that America can bomb brown people again, and to send a message to Europe that, hey, America's working to try to protect your sea lanes, you know, where energy is exported from the Middle East through the Suez Canal and into the Mediterranean and then into Europe. And America is doing the heavy lifting, at least this is the intended message, America is doing the heavy lifting of bombing Yemen to prevent Yemen from attacking U.S. ships or U.K. ships. It's not really working, though, by the way. And the U.S. just looks really weak now when the U.S. is sending a second aircraft carrier to the region, well, a carrier group, because the first group can't get the job done. So, look, the entire U.S. Navy can't defeat Yemen, it turns out. And what is Yemen actually doing? Yemen is, believe it or not, Yemen is engaged in a humanitarian intervention to stop a military genocide against the civilians of Gaza and Lebanon. And what's interesting about this is that this is the exact same justification that the United States has used in the past to intervene in places like Kosovo, for example, or even in Ukraine and Russia right now, but in countless other countries throughout U.S. history. The U.S. has said, well, we have to bomb, we have to launch missiles, we have to strike out because we're helping to save these people. It's a humanitarian mission. Remember the war on Iraq? How was that described? Oh, it's humanitarian. We have to free the Iraqi people from their evil, cruel leader, Saddam Hussein. That was the justification. Well, Yemen is just using that same playbook and saying, well, we're engaged in humanitarian intervention and we'll stop the attacks on all these ships if Israel stops bombing civilians in Gaza and Lebanon, not to mention the West Bank. That's all Yemen is saying. You stop the genocide and we stop launching missiles. But the U.S. can't stand for that because they want Israel to continue the genocide. So the Trump administration has become a pro-genocide administration that is incompetent in national security and apparently discusses bombing campaigns on the Signal app, which is not even secure. Signal is totally compromised. Even I know that. I don't discuss sensitive stuff on Signal. All my contacts move to other apps. I mean, come on. But the Trump administration is using an insecure app that actually goes through servers in another country. I believe it's a European country, in order to discuss bombing Yemen, which is just theater in the first place. So this is just a clown show that's beginning to emerge here. So those are my first 2 points. It's a Zionist control over the Trump administration. He has failed to be the peace president, as he promised, and his national security people are completely incompetent, and they're discussing military bombing campaigns on an insecure app that has servers in some other country that's not even under the control of the United States. So yeah, clown show time. Total clown show. Okay, point number three. There have been no arrests. There have been no arrests. I mean, where's the arrest of Mayorkas? Where are the charges of treason against the Clintons and against all the deep state national security people, you know, against James Comey, against Jake Sullivan? Where are the arrests? Nowhere. Nowhere to be found. There are no arrests. What has Trump done? Oh, he's revoked their security clearances. That's, so what? These people are traitors. They tried to destroy this country. Mayorkas in particular. He funded or directed funds to the invasion camps in Panama and other places to literally overrun the United States of America with an invading foreign army of militants known as illegals. That is an act of treason, and all Trump can do is take away his security clearance? And what took so long on that? That should have happened on day two. I mean, are you kidding me? After all these years of treason, this is all we're going to get? And then, where are the disclosures? Where are the Epstein files? Oh, they're being redacted. They're being redacted by a flurry of FBI agents. They're redacting everything. So what does that even mean? Well, they're deleting every mention of Israel is what they're doing. Because, of course, the Trump administration is a Zionist puppet clown show. And they just sold out to Israel. So they have to delete Israel, delete Mossad, delete Netanyahu. Because Epstein was obviously an Israeli agent. And his whole job was to get blackmail material to compromise United States politicians, senators, government officials, governors, you name it. And it worked. It worked. Because all that blackmail material is currently held by Mossad. And they've been deploying it against officials right now. Why do you think everybody's so outspoken in favor of Israel? Yeah, because they're on video. Because Epstein got them. So we're never going to get full disclosures at all. We didn't even get full disclosures of the JFK files. They held back files that mentioned Israel or ties to Israel. Some people are still figuring it out anyway. But look, it's become apparent to a lot of people that this is just a cover-up. This is just a Trump administration cover-up, what's called a limited hangout, right? So they're going to release a little bit of stuff or just theater. Oh, here's a binder that says Epstein files on it. And you can claim that it's the Epstein files, but it's just the stuff that was already public, you know? It's a clown show. It's another clown show. And we, the American people, are growing impatient, as you can probably hear in my voice as well, growing impatient over the Trump administration, which has been in office now what would that be? 2 months plus, right? 2 months, and nothing's getting done. In fact, Doge got the most done of all. Elon Musk was getting things done, and then they kind of shut him down. You notice that? They shut him down. You don't hear Doge cleaning things up as much anymore as they did out of the gate initially. You know, Doge was doing a great job in shutting down USAID, which I understand has been reversed by a court order to reinstate all that slush fund money, and then we didn't hear anything more about it. And I don't even know, is USAID, is it reinstated? Is it still shut down? Is it open for business again? Has the slush fund money, has it all been reactivated now? I don't know. Nobody's telling us. Nobody's telling us. And anyway, one of the main characteristics of all of this is that the slush funds just shifted from Ukraine to Israel. So, you know, Trump didn't stop war. He just shifted the slush fund money from one country to another. You know, from the Ukrainians, who were tied to the Bidens, to the Zionists, who were tied to Trump. So it's like, oh, well, you know, hey, different day, same shit. You know, that's what this looks like. Okay, so there have been no significant arrests. And where's the arrest of Fauci? Seriously, when does Fauci go to jail? What about all these traitors who ran the J6 cover-up? Huh? Where's the arrest of Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, who took part in all of that? I get the feeling that nothing's going to happen. That we're going to go through whatever years of Trump where it's going to be, there's going to be no disclosures, no arrests, nothing really changes except the slush fund money shifts from the left pocket to the right pocket. That's really what it's looking like to me. All right. Point number four. The liberal left-wing judges are currently blocking everything that Trump is trying to get done. And for whatever reason, Trump is allowing it to happen. Now, I know I can't fully blame Trump for this, but he's not being aggressive enough. And he has tried to call on the Supreme Court in order to intervene here, but he should be doing much, much more than this. Number one, he should be disclosing all the dirt on John Roberts. All the ties, all the dirt, all the blackmail material. You know that Trump and his team have access to the NSA and all the secret documents and everything. They should be releasing publicly all the blackmail material that is compromising these left-wing judges, all their payments, all their ties, the ties of their wives or husbands or family members to the NGOs and the slush fund money, all of it. You got to go in 100% here. You can't just sort of beat around the bush here. You got to go to war with the deep state by exposing all the corruption. And so you expose a judge and then you call for him to resign. And if he doesn't resign, well, guess what? You go in there, you arrest him for violating his sworn oath, where he's sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And if you're a judge that is ordering a plane of violent, illegal criminals to be turned around, to be re-imported back into the United States, to invade this country, that is an act of treason, and that judge should be arrested. Trump should be arresting these judges or removing them from the bench and get on with the business of securing our country against these left-wing lunatics. You notice, by the way, that nobody on the left was complaining when the Biden administration was flying all of these illegals into America, which was, of course, completely illegal. But the left was like, yay, bring them all in, millions being flown in, right? But then you try to fly them out, and the left loses their minds, and they, oh, you can't fly them out, that's illegal. They have rights. No, they don't. They're illegals. They're not citizens. They don't even have green cards. It's not like the students on campus who do have rights because they've been issued residency. We're talking about illegals that have no permission to be here. They have no constitutional rights whatsoever. They have human rights, and we should still treat them with, you know, food and water and a cot to sleep on and so on as we're deporting them. But they don't have America's constitutional rights. They don't have Second Amendment rights. They're not citizens. They're not residents. They don't have green cards. They're not students. Nothing. They're illegals. They have no such rights. They do have a right to food and water, like I said, but they got to go. So, you know, treat them with dignity as you boot them out of the country. Here, here's some water. Here's some food. You know, here's a fresh set of clothing and shoes and a blanket, you know, and I don't know, give them some MREs, you know, and but you got to go. Fly them out. Okay. And anyway, you can't sit here as president and just allow your entire administration to be delayed by left-wing judges. That is not going to fly. So you can't be in the middle on this. This reminds me of the first 2 years of Trump under Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who basically they locked him in a closet for 2 years and he didn't even do anything. He did nothing for 2 years because he was dumb enough to recuse himself from everything. It's like, why did we make you attorney general if you're just going to recuse yourself from everything? What are you? A surrogate attorney general? Are you a flower on the wall? Like, what are you? He was nothing. And all he did was he stood there and wasted 2 years of Trump's first administration. And that's where it looks like it's going right now. Is Pam Bondi getting anything done? No, she's too busy showing up on Fox News talking about how I promised the Epstein files are coming. Yeah, we don't need to hear you keep saying that. What we need is for you to just release the damn files. Why is this difficult for these people to understand? Stop showing up on Fox News. Just get it done. Just release the files. You don't need to redact them. We're going to be able to guess the redactions anyway. It's always going to be Israel. We know. All right, so next is this. The new nominee for the CDC is this vaxxer named Susan Monares. Apparently, she's going to be the next director of the CDC. She was the pro-COVID vaccine deputy director of Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health. Yeah, it's like a vaccine DARPA. Right, so she oversaw the vaccine weapons experiments, basically. And Trump's going to put her in as head of CDC. This is insane. This is like the worst possible candidate. This is the Fauci pick. I mean, this is completely insane. We should have had Weldon in there. Trump should have leaned on the senators more. Weldon would have been great. But if not Weldon, then Dr. Latipo, who I interviewed, he was the Surgeon General of Florida. Dr. Latipo should be the director of the CDC. But no, they've gone to this vax weapon, bioweapons expert, Dr. Monares. Are you kidding me? Or Susan Monares. I don't think she's a doctor. I don't know. But she's a vaccine pusher. Oh, yeah, she is a doctor. So here's what she said previously. She said, the updated COVID shot is here. CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get an updated COVID vaccine. Vaccination remains the best protection against severe illness, she says. Make your plan now to get your updated COVID and flu shot. Yeah, in other words, she's a vaccine whore. Of course she is. Of course she's a vaccine whore. So, you know, in addition to Trump going back on his word of being the peace president, you know, he's installing vaccine weapon whores, or vaccine whores with weaponization. I don't know the correct way to describe that. An armed whore touting vaccines, like fully semi-automatic vaccines. Yeah, as Democrats like to say, it was a fully semi-automatic weapon. She's got fully semi-automatic vaccine autoloaders as weapons, and she's a whore. So that's who's going to be running the CDC. No different than anything under Biden. Again, it's just shifting from the left pocket to the right pocket. We get the same lunatics, the same policies, the same outcome. Just completely insane. Donald Trump announced, quote, I am proud to announce that Dr. Susan Monares is my nominee to serve as the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She brings decades of experience. Yeah, experience building weapons in vaccines. Trump says Americans have lost confidence in the CDC due to political bias and disastrous management. Dr. Morales will work closely with our great Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy Jr. Together, they will prioritize accountability, high standards, and disease prevention. Yeah, bullshit. Yeah, I'm sorry for the profanity, but that's just complete bullshit. So it's very clear that the Trump administration is just going to be all pro-vaccine, just like it's all pro-Zionist. So again, nothing has changed. We're going to get Zionism. We're going to get vaccines. We're going to get bioweapons. We're going to get, you know, pharma propaganda. This is beginning to characterize the clown show, which is why I'm saying that the Trump administration is really beginning to unravel. Okay, point number six, and this gets to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I have to say at this point, nothing significant is really happening at HHS at this point. Now, I do believe that RFK Jr. has a positive intention here. I want to be clear. And I have previously said that we have to have patience with this process. But I'm running out of patience myself. And the things that he has done involving, like, oh, we're going to remove food dyes from foods and we're going to do something about infant formula. And people keep saying, oh, he's going to get the metals out of infant formula. Okay. Well, look, I happen to be one of the world's preeminent experts on metals in food because I've run a lab for over a decade that does mass spec testing of food samples, off-the-shelf foods. And my website, naturalnews.com, we talked about corn syrup solids in infant formula back in 2011. I was covering this over a decade ago. Well, I have tested infant formula for metals over and over and over again, spanning many years. And guess what? There are no alarming levels of metals in infant formula. You know why? You know why? Because it's processed junk food. And the more processed it is, the lower amount of metals and minerals that you will find in any food. And what's the number one ingredient in infant formula? Corn syrup solids. Are there heavy metals in corn syrup? No, there are not. You can test all the corn syrup you want. You're not going to find lead, arsenic, mercury, cadmium, anything, nickel. No, you're not going to find any significant level at all. Not even close. You'll be lucky to find a few parts per billion, which is nothing for lead. But everybody, the whole public is just, oh, we got to get the metals out of infant formula. And so RFK Jr. announces, we're going to have a new thing to really look at metals in infant formula. And I'm sitting here saying, that's a complete waste of time. There are no metals in infant formula. I can already save you 5 years. Okay? Metals are not the problem. The problem is corn syrup and milk proteins and seed oils, like safflower oil, crap like that. Pro-inflammation, pro-diabetes ingredients are like 1, 2, and 3 in infant formula. Metals are not the problem. The problem is it's a processed junk food, pro-diabetes, pro-inflammation cocktail of just poison for infants. That's the problem. But I haven't seen RFK Jr. announce anything about getting corn syrup solids out of infant formula. In fact, very few people are talking about that. Some are, but most are not. And so the things that Secretary Kennedy is getting done so far have been, in my opinion, inconsequential. Now, maybe he's got some big surprises, some ace up his sleeve that's coming. There's a rumor that he's looking to ban direct-to-consumer drug advertising, but that's just a rumor. It was actually a hoax perpetrated on X. It didn't come from Secretary Kennedy, from any official account. So I don't even think that's happening. Not at the moment. Now, that should happen. And if Secretary Kennedy did that, that would be huge. That would be worth the whole nomination right there. Because that would end Big Pharma's control over the corporate media. And that's exactly what needs to happen. So I'm going to hold out hope for Secretary Kennedy to ban direct-to-consumer drug ads. And I'm going to also hope that he will yank the licenses of the COVID vaccines, which were never proven safe or effective. In fact, it's been proven they're not safe and they're not effective. They don't prevent transmission and they don't prevent infections. They should be pulled off the market right now. And the whole measles hoax was rolled out to try to force his hand and to try to paint anti-vaxxers as dangerous. Of course, it was a measles false flag operation. The whole thing was a giant hoax. We've already covered that. But Secretary Kennedy, I hope and pray that he's doing the best he can. And I'll try to have patience with this process. I will try. Dear Lord, give me the patience to see this through and give Secretary Kennedy the strength to fight against Big Pharma. And dear Lord, give Trump the power to reverse the clown show. Which brings me to point number 7. And I'm sorry about the profanity, but we have to talk about Trump's shit coins. So this is where the clown show really goes full clown. So in my opinion, no president of the United States or any significant country should be involved in any crypto coin, like meme coin, or they shouldn't have a stake in a crypto project when they are the president. But as you recall, right after the election or when he was sworn in, I forgot the exact day, there was a Trump meme coin, a shit coin, and then there was a Melania shit coin, and these were launched. And, you know, all of us who are serious about crypto, we laughed and laughed. We're like, oh, who's dumb enough to buy these things? And apparently there were people dumb enough to buy them. Well, now Trump's companies are about to do a deal with Crypto.com. And they're going to launch some kind of a crypto ETF, which is a shit version of a shit coin. So an ETF means you're buying paper that is an IOU to a shit coin. So when you buy an ETF of a shitcoin, you're not even getting the coin, even though it's shit. You're not taking possession of the coin. Again, sorry about the profanity, but it fits here. Remember what Johnny Cochran said: if the glove fits, the coin is shits. Yeah. So an ETF means you have an IOU. You have bought an IOU to a coin. You don't have possession. It's not in your wallet, not your keys, not your crypto. Right. So who is dumb enough to buy an ETF of crypto? Who is dumb enough to do that? And the answer is the same morons that were dumb enough to buy Trump's shit coins. And apparently there's a lot of those people. So this makes Trump look like a carnival barker. I'm sorry to say it. This is so unpresidential. It makes Trump look like a huckster. And he should ditch all this. He should get out of the shitcoin business, out of the ETF business. I mean, it's just embarrassing. Come on. I mean, I understand owning hotels and casinos and golf courses and what have you. I mean, those are real businesses that people go visit and spend money there. But to promote a bunch of shitcoins and a bunch of ETFs on a bunch of shitcoins, and then I can just see this is going to be the next big Ponzi, you know? It's going to be like, hey, everybody buy in and we're all going to get rich. And how are we going to get rich? Well, we're going to sell each other, you know, tulips, digital tulips, ETF tulips, you know, tulip bulb mania. That's what this is. And it's just very unpresidential. It's very unprofessional. It's just, it's fiscal sanity. It doesn't belong anywhere in the Trump administration. Frankly, it just looks childish and silly. So those are my 7 points. And obviously the answer to all of this, in my opinion, if Trump wants to get serious and get something done and actually save America, then he needs to do 7 things to correct the 7 problems. Like, number one, he needs to treat Netanyahu the way that he treated Zelensky. He needs to tell Netanyahu to go pound sand, stop sending bombs, stop sending money to Israel, shut it down. Number two, gotta stop bombing Yemen. And of course, if you stop sending bombs to Israel, Yemen will stop attacking ships. Problem solved. You don't need to bomb Yemen. The sea lanes will be open. Number three, you got to start arresting the traitors. And you have to disclose the Epstein files, and no more sleight of hand tricks. No more promises and teasers. Flirting with the people. Oh, it's coming tomorrow. Yes, it's tomorrow. No, wait a minute. It's on my desk. Now it's on my desk. And now, Next day, it's in my hands. Now it's in my hands. The next day, I'm wiping my mouth with the Epstein files during lunch. Like, I was eating a cheeseburger and grease from the cheeseburger ran down my lip and I wiped my lip with the Epstein files. That's how close they are now. So close. And it's just ridiculous. It's like, we don't need stories. Just release the damn files, for God's sake. Point number four. You got to shut down the judges that are the traitors. Expose them, arrest them, remove them. If you don't do that, you lose the country, okay? Point number five. Stop putting vaccine weaponizers and child murderers into positions at the CDC and the FDA and inside HHS, etc. You got to give Secretary Kennedy some people he can work with. Get Dr. Latipo in there at the CDC. He'll do some good. Put in Dr. Jack Cruz. You know what I'm saying? Make Jack Cruz head of NIH. How about that? Get some things done. He probably would refuse to even go to Washington, D.C., as I would, too, because, you know, who wants that toxic stew? Okay, and then number six. Something's got to get done at HHS. Secretary Kennedy has got to ban drug ads, and he's got to revoke the COVID vaccines. Those two things have got to get done. And then number seven, Trump's got to drop the shit coins. He's got to dump the shit coins. And if he can't dump the shit coins, then no one's going to take him seriously. And probably after he's out of office, he'll probably be prosecuted for running a Ponzi scheme, you know? Seriously, because Lawfare is going to target him again. He's just handing them a case against him. You know, a case of potential fraud and money laundering and whatever else. So get out of the crypto realm, for God's sake, and just help save America. So these are the seven things that Trump needs to correct, in my opinion. And if he doesn't, well, then we're going to lose this republic. But I figure we're going to anyway, because the whole thing's going to collapse. It's going to collapse when the dollar collapses, and Trump will probably accelerate that process, and maybe even on purpose in some ways. But yeah, the dollar's going to collapse. The U.S. empire will collapse. And out of that, then maybe we'll have an opportunity to build the new America or the next society, whatever that looks like. And it might be more regional, but I don't think the United States of America, as we know it, I don't think it survives much longer. In fact, my prediction is that it doesn't survive to the end of this year in its current state. That's been my longstanding prediction. We'll see if it comes true. You can certainly see the seams starting to burst here. You can see the cracks in the dam, so to speak. It's starting to look pretty bad. So there you go. Get prepared. And I hope I'm wrong about, well, how could I? I mean, I'm just telling you what's actually happening. But I hope that these can be corrected. So we'll see. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. And you can follow more of my videos, interviews, and book reviews at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. All right, we've got some new things to share with you here, including my new music album, which we'll talk about in a second. But we have a new docuseries available at brightu.com, which is Brighteon University. It's called Feel Good Gut Health, and it's all about supporting your gut health. And that is running starting March 22nd. And if you sign up for it, it's free to watch. You, of course, you always have the option to purchase it if you want, or you don't have to. You can just watch one episode every day as it goes on a loop each 24 hours, and you can watch the whole thing for free. That's at brightu.com. Now, at our store, healthrangerstore.com, we have an assortment of really high-end products. Some of them are just back in stock that can help also support your natural gut health. And I put a little collection on my desk here. Let me show you. We've got Fermented Super 30. That's on the left side there with the orange label. That is 30 foods and superfoods that are fermented to really express the full nutrient properties of those foods. It's a powder that you can mix in with smoothies and other things. We've also got a probiotic drink mix with kombucha. We have cherry and we have pomegranate flavors. That's what you're seeing there. Those are available right now, healthrangerstore.com. We have NAC capsules, which is really crucial for supporting your body's natural detoxification process, which is also part of supporting your gut health. You have to detoxify your gut, detoxify your blood. And you know, there are a number of strategies for that, but NAC can help support that natural process. Then we have a new and really popular oat milk product, which has no guar gum, no carrageenan, and it doesn't have any thickeners, and it doesn't have any calcium carbonate in it whatsoever. Because a lot of other oat milk products out there, you're actually drinking chalk. They literally just put chalk in it. That's what calcium carbonate is, to make it milky and white. So if you don't want to drink chalk, but you love oat milk, then get our oat milk at healthrangerstore.com. It's completely chalk-free and carrageenan-free as well. You're going to love it. We've got clean chlorella there in a couple of different forms. Chlorella has a very strong capability of supporting detoxification and helping to clean out your gut. Just, you know, read the label and consume it as directed. And remember, all of this is part of the feel-good gut health theme that we have going on right now. So go to brightyou.com to sign up for feel-good gut health. That's free. One other thing I want to show you is that my music album is now available. And it's available at Spotify. We have the Amethios is my artist name. There it is, Amethios. And then we also have the album called The Awakening. And that album has 9 songs on it. One thing that's missing is I want my bailout money. But I've got another song that I'm working on right now called All Our Dreams Come True. And I just brought a little speaker. I'm just going to play a few seconds of that new song, which will also be available at Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and iHeartRadio. And did I say Amazon? You can get all these on Amazon.com as well. But I want to play for you a little snippet of the new song that's coming out. It's about human liberty and freedom. I just want to play a little bit of the chorus and the first verse for you here. So we'll do this, and then that'll be the conclusion of this video. Here we go.
If we could comply our way to freedom, then we could bomb our way to peace. We could print our way to riches, give away everything for free. If we could tax our way to liberty and lie our way to truth, then tyrants in big government would make all our dreams come true. A farmer in Montana forced to cull his chicken flocks.
All right, folks, that's a little bit of that song, a little teaser. That's coming out soon. Be sure to follow my album at Spotify or other music services. Enjoy the music. You can also, by the way, let me show you another page. You can go to music.brighttown.com, and there you can see all of the music videos that we have available, and you can download MP3 files there for the songs that we have videos for. Like, here's a video for Do What We Say, which is another new song on that album. So enjoy this music video, which is humanity overcoming the Terminator giant robot mechs in a dystopian sci-fi future. I think you'll really enjoy these songs. They all have a pro-human, pro-liberty focus to them. So thank you for all your support, and shop with us to support us at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for all your support. Take care.